Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 6th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the opening of schools for the third and final term. Students returned to class yesterday, with some schools turning away those that have not paid boarding fees, especially. To make matters worse, the learning institutions are also demanding the bulk of the fees in U.S. dollars. Teachers' unions are warning many children may drop out of school as parents struggle with the enduring economic challenges. While government policy says schools cannot prevent learners for non-payment of tuition fees, schools argue they can block those that have not paid boarding fees, as many parents worry about the future of their children tonight. Primary education spokesperson Tonga Nandoro says parents having challenges must approach school authorities to make payment plans. The question we are asking, therefore, tonight is, have you paid Caesar what belongs to Caesar? Lee Chonanjani Zulugandaba, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngokuvula kwezikolo okuza ngesikhathi abazali abaningi bekhala ngemali yama-school fees. Ekuvulweni kwazo izolo, ezinye izikolo zibikwa zixotshe abantwana abangakabhatali ikakhulu i-boarding fees, zisithi abaze le mali. Isikolo eziningi zibikwa zihlawulisa ingxenye enkulu yedola leMelika, kuthi encane nje iyo ezithi ingahlawulwa ngemali yaseZimbabwe. Umbuzo omkhulu esibuza namuhla, ikakhulu yini bazali ngothi selenelisile na ukuhlawulela abantwana besikolo. Kwazwayi vatereri beStudio 7 na nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection, tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro nezuro. Zvimwe zvikoro zvinonzi zviri kudzinga vana vasati vabhadharirwa mari dzedzidzo, zvikuru sei vadzidzi vekuzvikoro zveboarding. Kunyange hazvo hurumende ichiti hapana mwana anofanirwa kudzingwa kuchikoro nenyaya yekusabhadhara, zvikoro zvekumaboarding zvinoti zvine kodzero yekudzinga vadzidzi vasina kubhadhara mari dzekugara kumaboarding facilities. Zvikoro zvakawanda zvinonzi zviri kuda kuti vabereki vabhadhare chikamu chikuru chefees nemadhora ekuAmerica. Masangano evarairidzi anoti nyaya yemaschool fees iyi inogona kuita kuti vadzidzi vakawanda vataze kuenderera mberi nezvidzidzo zvavo. That's what we are talking about this night on your program, The Connection. Joining us tonight, that's our first guest, is Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. Zibusiso, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
I see a pillar. See, letemba ba pili le labo abalaleli. Nguzela pans, mamo yonzacela wenyuse ipimbo. Gangano kubana sezwane kanti laba alaleli labo evaguze. Let's dive in, Zibusiso. Schools opened yesterday and we understand that many of them are sending kids back home, saying that they must, you know, money up front. What's your take on this?
I think it's a very huge challenge
kubantwana nasebazalini ekutheni iaccess to education ifisuka iright yabo isithethe ilungelo labo seliphethe kumbe ingathi selinyundezeliwe ngoba sekuthiwe imali phambili. Ikhangele umkhonono welizwe isimo somnotho xa kuthiwa imali phambili umuntu emuva abantu abayiholi le mali le engama-US. So kusuka kube nzima baba ukuthi abantwana bexotshwe ezikolo ngokufuneka ukubhadala i-school fees. Njalo uma bexotshwa yitheni yokugcina le zifundweni zabo ekuthi ukuthi kokona abanye bakhangelela ukuthi bahlale bebhala ama-exams abo njengoba kungu-10-3. Khona lokhu kuzabaphambanisa kakhulu ukuthi kulifize ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi abanye ukuthi imali beze beyitholi. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi abanye bayahlala nabo-2 weeks umuntu engayanga esikole because ini isifiza akayi-raisanga. So that's a very huge challenge and I think it's going to affect the performance of abantwana at school with the writing classes.
Siyabonga ma Moyo Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator Welupane Youth Development Trust. Please do stay on the line as we welcome our second guest. That's Mr. Obed Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ. Mr. Masaraure, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much. Give us an overview of the situation in schools, Mr. Masaraure. Given reports that schools are turning away students who have not paid school fees, what's the situation like as of today?
Yeah, it is very unfortunate that the responsibility to fund basic education is on the shoulders of the government of the day, and we have the government who remains on that particular responsibility. We have learners, primarily who are supposed to be in school, who can pay, but the government is supposed to pay for everyone and anyone. But unfortunately, because of government policy, when they claim that they will take care of the vulnerable through a BEAM scheme, unfortunately, the BEAM scheme was supposed to take care of the vulnerable, but every learner in Zimbabwe is now vulnerable. Looking at the poverty levels in Zimbabwe, everyone is living in deep poverty and they deserve government support. So what we have witnessed is some learners are so scared to be at the school because they know that if they don't bring the money, they'll be chased away. So when the opening day, we were so shocked to get statistics that were as low as 1%, 2%, 3%. We ended up with an average of 7% for rural schools of learners coming to school. Why? Because they knew their parents were prepared to pay. Today, we got further news that even those schools that ordinarily attract learners who are from middle class families are inferring to be in school. But in school, for example, here's the learner who is the child of a teacher, a nurse, a police officer, they are trying their best to get the best education for them. They can't be in those schools because the government is not paying their own workers. So at the end of the day, we now have a scenario where the schools are deserted. That's when we insist that people, no one should be chased away from school, but the schools don't take any of that. Once they promise to pay, is that enough? The schools need learning material, they need teaching material. We've been speaking to school masters, we've been speaking to principals or some schools. They are concerned that the biggest lesson at the moment is the lack of teaching and learning material in the school. So at the end of the day, I'll confirm to you, Mr. Mayor, that learners are failing to make it to the classroom. The policy, the instruction, the threats are not enough. What schools need right now is the financial support to get the learning and the teaching materials. It's very unfortunate that in schools, even in urban schools, where learners now are milling around the schools, we've received these reports where learners who are supposed to be in class are now in beer hall. We've received the reports where learners who are supposed to be in school are now taken to house parties where they can't access the school premises. Their parents cannot stay. So they are now being lured by some people to be part of some house parties. It is very unfortunate. So it is good.
Ndimbo pindira ipapo wamasaraure. Iko imimi sesangano revarairidzi vekumaruva. Mungati zvinhu zvakamira sei kumaruva? Vari kudzingwawo here vana uko?
No, ndinotenda nekuti artists haimiri kumaruva cheke, inomiri yanyika yese. Ndoo zvatakawirirana kubva patakabva kuconference ya 2020. Asi kana mudazi wezvekumaruva, zvaibudisanamirei ndichiti kumaruwa vana vacho havachatodi kuenda kuchikoro, havatobviri vadzingwa because vanogara varega kuuya. Zvinoita kuti vagare varega kuuya ndechekuti kune nyaya yeone yatakabva kumasanendwe yekuti vana vemabhilisezeni vanonzi kunonzwa continuous assessment learning activities, anonzi makalakala, vabereki vakungwasiya kuti anonzi makala. Vana havakutoya kuchikoro negrade 7, 80% haina kudzhanjadzirwa kuchikoro kuti makala haiti vachatoya kuchikoro. Toenda kune zvimwe zvikoro kuvanhu vakawanda vaizati panonzi ezvisichepesen akudzinga vana zvichadzingwa, vana havachaenda. Asi vana vari kuenda vamwe vanenge vashingirira vanotide nechikoro vari kunongodzingwawo. Saka kumaruva hongo zviri kuwanikwa. Saka attendance yekumaschools yekumaruva nenyaya yepovhati yakawandira kumaruva, vana vazhinji vatadza kuenda. Chekunyanyanisa ndechekuti zvino varaidzi vacho vekumaruva varitadza kunge vari muclassroom kuti vadzidzisewo vana ava. Vashoma vanenge vauya vari kusvika kusamurairidzi mangwana havachadzoki nekuti vanoziva kuti chikoro ndekekunotamba, hakuna chiri kuitwa kuchikoro kwedu. Saka kumaruva kune dambudziko rakatokurisa rekuti kwazi mwana atadza kuuya, murairidzi atadza kuuya. Saka changodongo zvimwe zvipanzi pane chikoro asi hakuna chiri kuitwa chinobatika.
Aha, aiwa tinotenda vamasaraure. Please do stay on the line. Avasanga kusixhuma vachangotibata inoiyi nepfenyuro yestudio 7. Emusakazo Studio 7 njalo sisakaza siseAmerica, Voice of America. Lamhlanje udaba esinalo ngolokuvulwa kwesikolo, sizwa kuthiwa baxotshiwe abantwana abaningi izolo lanamhla, kuthiwa imali phambili xa ungabhatalanga ifees ikakhulu i-boarding fees, hayi uyabuyiselwa umntwana esikolo, kuthiwa hayi hambe etshela abazali ukuthi imali phambili. Sizalipha ithuba linabalaleli njengabazali ukuthi hayi lani lethule imbono yenu, lisitshele ukuthi lihlawulile yini ama-school fees kumbe kuhamba njani. Sibuyele kuzibusiso Moyo, our other guest. Mamoyo, abantu abaningi yebo bakhala nge-fees kodwa abezikolo bathi labo ukuthi bakhona ukuthenga okudingakalayo isikolo zivulwe, abantwana kumele bahlawule. Uhulumende ngakolunye uhlangothi uthi yebo uyakunanzelela ukubana umumo unzima kodwa uthi akulaa mntwana omele axoshwe esikolo. Ngakho uthi abazali labezikolo kabakhulumisane. Ngokuzwa kwakho njengesakhamuza msho bakhona osubazwile asebexoshelwa abantwana mhlawumbe abanye asebehambile ezikolo bayazama ukukhulumisana labaphathi, kuyasebenza yini lokho?
Ekukhulumisaneni lapha uthole ukuthi ezikolo basuka bethi hhayi thina nxa ungela mali akulanto esingakhulumisana ngayo. So without proper policies or even an aid i-government eyifakayo ukuthi hhayi thina sizanincedisa izikolo ngalokho kumbe thina sizathi abantwana sizabancedisa ngalokho, akulanto ngoba labo liyaphilela as school ngoba kuyafunakala i-material yokufunda, kuyafunakala if imali ingekho ninzi ukuthigokhona ukufundisa kwakhona akukho. So that's why ababalisi begcina bedimanda ukuthi sina asikhulumisane umuntu esifuna yimali phambili. So indaba yokukhulumisana isuka ingasebenzi ngoba both parties umzali lesikolo basuka bengawelelani ekutheneni bathi thina sifuna ukuthi sithole imali ukuze sifundise abantwana. Angithi ngapho umzali uthi hayi mina imali angilayo. Angithi imali angilayo kumbe okwakha check kumbe imali ngizayithola nini. Kodwana uthole ukuthi isikole angeke simlalele ngoba sona it's fair to make even imali and also buy those materials that are needed. So mina ngicabanga ukuthi uhulumende ekutheni kukhulunyiswane lapha laye ule role yakhe ayidlalayo. Remember, there's been an issue of free education. I don't know which for how long. I think that's where the government now comes in, which is to bridge this gap between the parent and the child, you know, to make education accessible. Because now education is such exorbitant. That I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to school. And that takes us to a lot of challenges among the youth, you know, in behaviors. I want to be clear that we are continuing to engage just because it started in a bit, you know, we need to support another school. So I think we could mend the to come up with some strategies to go to the call for them to do the function of food. Come up with the message at the same time, abazali that because we cannot expect each abazali to be 40 hours. Inkalakatha zezimali and abangelazi and futhi abangakwazi ukuthi bazazireyiza njani. So I think that has to be taken into consideration uhulumende nxa sibili ele sifiki ngale siqiniseko sokuthi education ibe accessible and ibe free kulizwe leZimbabwe ebantwaneni beZimbabwe.
Izikolo eziningi mamoyo sizwa kuthiwa ekufizi khonapho zithi mhlawumbe imali enengi ingxenye enkulu mpela enxa zithi 70%, 80% or 90% kumele ihlawulwe nge-US dollar, then enye le ingxenye encane yiyo emele ihlawulwe nge-Zim dollar. Kodwa njengabazali liyakhala lithi hayi vela kusebenzi kungenziwani pho khona?
Akusebenzi, akusebenzi kwamanyelenge ukuba i-US dollar leli litholwa ngubani kahle kahle ngoba angithi thina sizikholela yena leyo imali yalapha. Nxa isikolo sesizafuna i-80% wamadola emelika kusuka kungabi kuhle and futhi kuze kusikhathi isikhathi ukuze ifizi yangikhona ibhadala ngoba ekujameni ukuthi uhlanganise imali yona leyo e-school fees uyisusa emalini yalapha isa kwele melika kuthatha imali enkulu kakhulu. So kuba nzima sibili ebazalini ukuthi kokona ifizi ibhadale nge-US dollar leli thina esingalihlelile yale singalikwanisiwe. Kanti kunani ukuthi asibhadale nini ngemali yona leyo esinja esiyitholayo. Kusuka kungathi kuba unfair sibili ngase sicotshelana sithi 80% nge-US dollar elivele ngaphi kahle kahle. So I think there has to be a little ngoba i-economy yethu sibili siyabona ukuthi yeyi iguqa phansi ngamadoda. So i-school fees ngase sichajwa ngamadoda. It means abazahamba esikoleni laba balawa ama-US dollar. Laba bangelawo it means ukuthi bona bazahlala phansi. I-education abasayisingebeli ngenxa yokuthi abalawo amadola lawa yini.
Siyabonga mamoyo. Qhubeka usecingweni and Mr. Masaraure as well. Please do stay on the line as we take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Sanitizer, never take a door, I'm a fighter. Jim, come on.
For those that have just joined us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, as well as VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our guest, Mr. Masara Ure. We know with the program, which is Chairman and Yazema salaries. Rinjagamira say, Parisino, Paneva Kurama Mabas, I reckon out Varu Kuronga, Kurama Mabas.
Ah, that was very easy, right? And very good, right? Yes, man. Akuna, Arkuronga, Kurama Mabas. As really quickly, to the inside the bus. She wouldn't worry about Tivana, I can't want to say for bus. So only Kapaka was called with Marin Barua. We are not at the card of the bus. One very planning up in the Kanaka running by Stroke Garako. I don't know Mugada was to take a go for money to go to the bus out in the way. I got with the rough family. But sadly, what the good is good is what Kiramicho, what is she, Marakundikan. No, but I got time about it. Urumene the chicken pie, you are pushing. You $200, right? Connection, we know where it's at. We can't find it in the market. You need a day, even as a chamber. You would kind of have a corner. Anytime you need to know, corner, say, oh, remember, I will be in this. Could you get that with a name or ready? When I said, came. She wanted to go to report. I was able to get a lot of money.
Thank you. I'm sorry we have to leave it there, Mama Sarah. We are out of time. But thank you so very much. Va obeta masara ure ndiwo mutungamiri wesangano re atuza and as we reach out to our listeners mpenduke kuwe mamoyo ngamafichane kuyino ngakuthi ongathanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende
mina ngithanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende ukuthi indaba e-free education kudala silindele babantu maybe it's that time ukuthi let's review with whatever policies they need to review so that the education is accessible in a so expensive to Konakona, Abafunda in Abale Man, Abangila Man, Abafun. So I think they need to look into education and into education system which going to be cool with the EPZ to Abajabacha, Abalexa.
Maybe one more last question. Njengoba kulaba palayo, I think in a month's time, or grade 7, or form 4, or form 6. Ubona bekhona yini mhlawumbe ukuxoshwa kwabantwana lokhu? Ubona kubaphazamisa yini mhlawumbe
bekhona behluleka ukubhala imihloliso yabo yokuphela komnyaka.
Ngibona bekhona sibili abazayihluleka babanile ngoba uyamuzi umuntu esithi angitholanga imali yokubhala, especially emakhaya ngapha. Ngemali bezezifunakayo i-school fees ngapha bezokubhala nama-deadline lani. Kuba nzima and ngibabona bekhona abazayihluleka ukubhala ngenxa yemali befunakalayo. And indaba yokuxotshwa kwabantwana esikolo sibili izabathambanisa njengoba ngengathi baphana ekuqaliseni ukuthi khona mentali vele umntwana ngithi uhambe esikolo esithi uyafunda. Xa esefike sixotshwa imali abazali ukuze beyithole ukuthi ukuthi bazayithola accessing isikhathi useluzile vele khona phana on isikhathi lamali esenzakhe. So I think kuzabaphambanisa abantwana ekufundeni kwabo, especially these writing classes. This is the time ukuthi they are focused, they are in class, they are preparing for their exams. But instead, they are dealing with ukuthi i-school fees. And futhi njalo baba, emakhaya lapho kusanzima, i-cost of living isanzima. Uthola ukuthi abantwana, they are just struggling very first with ukudla kwendlini, you know. So kusuka kubo school fees, kusuka kube nzima kakhulu. And njalo I think yinto ezaba-affecta in terms of i-performance yabo nxa besithi bahlalele imihloliso yabo.
Oko pane imwe nyaya yekuti vanasikana vakawanda vari kudropa out of school nenyaya yekuti vanenge vabata pamuviri. This has been a problem since I don't know when, but it seems it's increasing. What's your take on that?
Ukuthi abantwana bayaphuma esikolo ngenxa yokuthi sebezithele babo. I think isuka endabeni yokuthi khona i-school, isuka endabeni ye-school fees ukuthi kungathiwa hayi imali kasisebayo kahlale phansi. The next thing umuntu angiyenzayo, you know, sesuka khona lapho kasela nto yokuyenza because an IT mind is very dangerous. Umfana ukuze agcinakale kumele besesikolo efundise and shape that behavior. But uma engasekho esikolo at the age of 15, at the age of 16, you know, they are just people abaphandle lapha who are waiting to cry on this kid. And xa engasesekho esikolo ngumntwana osengozini kakhulu and ama-pregnancies, ama-teenage pregnancies, they are yet to rise if we continue like this. I-education system yethu nxayini, especially laba abangathi basemakhaya abangela lwazi njalo abama-marginalized and lapho kune-comfort zone, because ngakuthiwa hhayi uswele imali yokubhala, you know, the next thing sesiba ngumfazi womuntu, you know, seyenza at that age. And it's so sad, it's very unfortunate ukuthi we have girl child who is a such a risk in this kind of thing.
Hayi siyabonga mamoyo, zibusiso moyo, ungadinwa la kusasa.
Siyabonga lathi.
Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of our show. A big thanks to our guest, that's Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. You also heard from Mr. Obet Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, or ATUZ. A big thank you also to our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again on Live Talk The Connection next week. But remember, our regular radio shows are on 7 days a week. I am Tungamili Nkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.